June 3rd through 9th. John chapters 13 through 17. Continue ye in my love. As you preferably study John chapters 13 through 17, ponder how you can best show love to those you teach. The Holy Ghost will bring ideas to your mind as you study the Scriptures. Come follow me for individuals and families and this outline. Invite sharing. Write the numbers 13 through 17 on the board, representing the chapters in John the class members read this week. Invite a few class members to write, next to each chapter number, the references to a verse they found meaningful and would like to discuss as a class.
Teach the doctrine. John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. The Savior is our example of humbly serving others. To help your class members ponder the significance of Jesus washing his disciples' feet, you could invite a class member ahead of time to play the role of Peter in this account and be interviewed by the rest of the class. Encourage class members to search John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, and think of meaningful questions they could ask Peter. What do we learn from this account that might affect how we serve others? John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Love is the defining characteristic of disciples of Jesus Christ. What might encourage class members to be more loving? Perhaps you could ask them how they can tell that someone they meet is a follower of Christ. What traits do they notice about the person? You could invite them to search John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35 to learn how the Savior's true disciples can be identified. What can we do to make love the defining characteristic of our discipleship? How does this teaching influence the way we treat others, including on social media? As a class, you have learned a lot about the Savior's life this year, including many examples of how he showed his love for others. One way to help class members ponder the commandment in John chapter 13, verse 34, could be to write, "As I have loved you," on the board, and to ask class members to list examples they recall from the New Testament that illustrate Jesus' love. Then you could write, "Love one another," on the board, and ask class members to list ways we can follow his example of love. Singing or listening to the hymn, "Love One Another," from hymns number 308, or watching one of the videos and additional resources would be a good addition to this activity. If we are not feeling particularly loving toward others, what can we do to seek after the gift of love? What does the council in Moroni chapter 7, verse 48, and chapter 8, verse 26 add to our understanding of this gift? Who do we know that needs to feel our love? John chapter 14, verses 16 through 27, chapter 15, verse 26, and chapter 16, verses 7 through 15. The Holy Ghost enables us to fulfill our purpose as disciples of Jesus Christ. To help class members learn about the different roles of the Holy Ghost, consider dividing them into groups and giving each group one of the following passages: John chapter 14, verses 16 through 27, chapter 15, verse 26, and chapter 16, verses 7 through 15. Invite each group to write on the board what they learn about the Holy Ghost from these passages. Class members could add other insights they find as they explore the Scriptures listed in additional resources. When have we felt the influence of the Holy Ghost? What objects or visual aids could you bring to class that would help class members understand the roles of the Holy Ghost? Consider inviting a few class members ahead of time to study one of the general conference addresses suggested in additional resources or other conference addresses they know of about the Holy Ghost. Allow them to share briefly what they learned with the class. What do these messages add to what we have learned about the Holy Ghost from John chapters 14 through 16? John chapter 15, verses 1 through 12. As we abide in the Savior, we will be fruitful and have joy. What did class members learn this week from the Savior's parable of the vine and branches? Consider bringing a small plant to class and use it to help class members visualize the Savior's parable. After reading John chapter 15 verses 1 through 12 as a class, you could discuss what it means to abide in Christ. See John chapter 15 verse 4. You could invite a few class members to share how they have found John chapter 15 verse 5 to be true. See also the statement from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland in Additional Resources. The video, The Will of God, on LDS.org might also be helpful in this discussion. John chapter 17. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are perfectly united, and they want us to be united too. You probably can't teach all of the important truths found in John 17 in one class discussion. But here's a way to help the class explore several of them. List on the board concepts from John chapter 17 such as these. Our relationship with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's relationship with His Father. Our relationship with the rest of the world. Our relationship with each other as His disciples. Invite each class member to choose one of these concepts and to read John chapter 17, searching for verses that are related to it. Ask several class members to share what they learn. Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to read Matthew chapter 26, Mark chapter 14, Luke chapter 22, and John chapter 18 during the coming week, you could tell them that in these chapters, they will read about one of the pivotal moments in God's great plan of salvation.
Additional resources: John 13 through 17, videos on LDS.org about love. Love one another. Family, Sacrifice, Give, and Love. Preparation of Thomas S. Monson. He learned compassion in his youth. The Holy Ghost. See Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 38, Galatians 5, 22 through 23, 1 Nephi 10, 17 through 19, 2 Nephi 32, 3 through 5, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19, 3 Nephi 27, verse 20, Moroni chapter 8, verse 26, and chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, Doctrine and Covenant, section 8, verses 2 through 3, and section 42, verse 17. Also, articles, Robert D. Hales, The Holy Ghost, Ensign Orleahona, May 2016, Henry B. Eyring, The Holy Ghost as Your Companion, Ensign Orleahona, November 2015, David A. Bednar, Receive the Holy Ghost, Ensign Orleahona, November 2010. Abiding in Christ. Noting that the word abide has connotations of permanence and commitment, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland taught, quote, "The sense of this word, then, is stay, but stay forever. That is the call of the gospel message. Come, but come to remain. Come with conviction and endurance. Jesus said, Without me ye can do nothing. I testify that that is God's truth. Christ is everything to us, and we are to abide in Him permanently, unyieldingly, steadfastly, forever. For the fruit of the gospel to blossom and bless our lives, we must be firmly attached to Him, the Savior of us all, and to this, His church, which bears His holy name. He is the vine that is our true source of strength and the only source of eternal life. In Him, we not only will endure, but also will prevail and triumph in this holy cause that will never fail us." End quote. From Abide in Me, Ensign Orleahona, May 2004. Improving our teaching. Invite the Spirit. Quote, "No mortal teacher, no matter how skilled or experienced, can replace the Spirit. But we can be instruments in God's hands to help His children learn by the Spirit. To do this, we invite the influence of the Spirit into our lives and encourage those we teach to do the same. Sacred music, the Scriptures, words of Latter-day Prophets, expressions of love and testimony, and moments of quiet contemplation can all invite the presence of the Spirit." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 10.